Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're talking food places in the Riverland. We've already got plenty. But what do you think is missing?
Yeah, is there a cuisine or a chain or something? Even if you just want a little bit more in the Loxton or a Winky or somewhere.
Yeah, just as pop one up in the middle of the highway in Monash or something maybe. We did put a post up on Facebook at Magic 931 and oh boy, were there some opinions on there.
Strong opinions. Love to see it.
We mentioned it before, but a lot of people agreeing some sort of pasta place, faster pasta specifically. Being put up for that. I don't know if I've really had faster pasta before.
I probably had it as a small child. But even like a pasta or go-go, if you go to the city.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of them. There was a pasta or go-go around the corner from my dad's house in Adelaide. And what I loved is they had a sign up on the wall that says, love the pasta? Why not buy the store? Ask us about franchise opportunities. I love the idea of someone going in for a chicken Alfredo and thinking, yeah, I want to buy the whole thing.
Which doesn't seem very business savvy because if you like the pasta that much, you're going to buy the store. You're probably going to eat more than you're going to sell.
Well, $15 for a pasta or $50,000 for a franchise, you know.
Do the maths, people. Another one Karen has said on our Facebook page, and I do kind of agree with this, is Oporto. I love Oporto. I love their chips. They're like a chicken burger place.
Of course, yeah. One thing that got me, I've seen, let me just reel off a number of common requests that I have seen, Brooke. Mm. Red Rooster, Cold Rock, Barnacle Bill, and I think even Pizza Hut falls into this category. They're not chains that are actually thriving at the moment. I think if you're opening one of them, you may as well open a Blockbuster Video or a Smorgies. There's a reason why maybe they haven't come to the Riverland. I understand the sentiment of wanting something like a Cold Rock, but I was shocked when you told me there was one in Mildura.
Yeah, I love a Cold Rock.
I do too.
But I agree. Like Barnacle Bill's, are they even? I think there's like one restaurant left in Adelaide.
There's
maybe.
Like one. Yeah.
Certainly. Plenty more. Gelato and Ice Cream Shop, which again, we've kind of got like Lips Gelato are here, for example, but I guess people want a specific store.
If Lips want to open up a storefront, I'm there and I'm there every single, let's be real, day. I got a text from Kim, though, who suggested, and this is a left field one, but we don't have it in the Riverland, Korean barbecue.
Very specific. I've never had Korean barbecue.
I mean, the good thing about Korean barbecue is you just need any kind of food to throw in your little grill.
Yep.
It's not like, oh, we're a little bit far away from the ocean for seafood or anything like that. I'm sure you could chuck some roux on there. It's just fun to have a little hot thing in the middle of your desk. It's great for your ninth birthday party. Get a bunch of friends and go to the Korean barbecue.
Interesting. Could be a good one.
Endless refills on your soft drink. Mix them all together into one cup.
I've never done that.
You've never done that? We got to get you to Subway and get you on the soda machine.
Experience it. Look, there are plenty of good options. If you're someone who's thinking about opening a franchise in the Riverland, maybe just check out our Facebook page to see what people want.
People want.
Or let us know. Keep them coming. 0427 MAGIC 3 is our text line number.